Hi, my name is George, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions. We aren't selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper and advertising agency, a media organization, work or on volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no, sir. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, with which political party are you registered to vote?
Republican.
And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor of Elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
And what is your main racial background?
Hispanic.
And what is your age?
70.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first one: crime and public safety, housing and property insurance cost, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes and county government spending, traffic and congestion, corruption in county government.
Illegal immigration.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. And if you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one: Rosanna Cordero Stutz, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I haven't heard.
Francis Suarez.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Jose Aragu. Or Jose
Very
Aragu.
Very favorable.
Joe Sanchez.
Not heard.
Donald Trump.
Very, very favorable.
Kevin Marino Cabrera.
Not heard.
Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Ernesto Rodriguez.
Very favorable.
Mario Kemp.
Very favorable.
And thank you for your patience. As you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local office, such as sheriff, clerk, and court tax collector and supervisor for elections. Previously, the people in these positions have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor. But now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates for these offices. If the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Ernesto Rodriguez, John Rivera, Jeffrey Giordano, Joe Sanchez, Alexander Fornets,
Rodriguez.
Okay, Ernesto Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay, and now among the smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Rosanna Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez.
And as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote, Rosana Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez?
Rosana.
And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosana Cordero Stutz in the elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
Unaware.
Are you aware or
unaware?
Unaware. Okay.
Unaware.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. You will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez, and afterwards, please indicate how you would vote. Here it is. Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rules when he was 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a non-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, thinking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote, Rosana Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez?
Rosana.
You will now be giving a statement about Joe Sanchez and Rosana Cordero Stutz. Afterwards, please indicate how you would vote. One candidate is Rosana Cordero Stutz. Supporters say Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life savings, your community, in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say Rosana Cordero Stutz has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years, has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Danila Levine Cava. Other candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly support President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents Joe say Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade, is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine, and voted to give millions of taxpayers' dollars to build Marlins Park. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary elections for a Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote, Rosana Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez?
Rosana.
You will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative, sir, or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
And what is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
Civil engineering.
And what is your national ancestry?
Colombia.
In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly
both.
Speak English? Both? Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much, sir.